Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Guzman, and it's Thursday. It's the Christmas countdown show, or Hanukkah. So we got Thursday. We got, what, three more days? Three more full days to Christmas, or 2 days, full days to Hanukkah. But Hanukkah starts at sunset, which would be about 5 o'clock, depending where you live, on Saturday. So you only have a couple more days if you're shopping. I'm done. Yay! So, what's going on with you guys? What's going on with my friends out there in the internet? You having fun? Okay, so the show is focused on choices, making choices. Now, I was thinking about this, and there's an article from Abraham Material that kind of got me kicked into this whole thing about choices. So we'll talk about that. So let me do the article. I'm going to shift gears a little bit here, and we're going to get into the article, and then we're going to talk about choices and all the choices you have to make, and letting spirit help you make choices. And I'll talk about that afterwards if I remember to talk about how that worked for me today and a client of mine. There are many situations. This is from the Abraham Material, from the Getting into the Vortex Guided Meditation and User's Guide on November 1st, 2010. I can't believe it's been 6 years. I think I've said that before. Okay. There are many situations, attitudes, lifestyles, and even food choices that you do not want to participate with. Though the living of your life, you have identified many wanted and unwanted aspects. And it is important to remember that none of these unwanted things can jump into your experience, because there is no assertion into your attraction-based universe. The choices that others make cannot negatively impact your experience unless you include them in your experience through your attention to them, or your choice to make attention to them, right? That's my editorial there. Things come to you only through your vibrational invitation, making that choice again, back to the word choice. And they remain only by your continuing attention to them. So that's a choice, isn't it? To pay attention to the things that you don't want. Constantly paying attention to the things you don't want, right? Your universe is based upon freedom. Freedom for everyone to choose what they give their attention to. Therefore, what they choose to experience. And your interaction with one another provides a contrasting basis that assumes continued expansion. Now, breaking all that, there's one more little paragraph, and then we'll break this down a little bit, and we'll talk about choices you've got to make, because you have to make choices every day, right? When do I get up? When do I go to bed? Right? When do I do this? When do I do that? It's all about your choices. What am I going to eat today? That's a choice. When others achieve vibrational alignment with something they desire, they in no way deprive you of your desires. So somebody else's choice doesn't interfere with your choice. It doesn't have to interfere with your choice. If your time-space reality has inspired a desire within you, it is certain that your desire can be fulfilled. For your earth environment has the potential of satisfying the essence of all desires. Now, we could say that desire is a choice, right? You have a desire for something. You choose something. What's that expression? Be careful what you choose. Okay, let me give this in a practical way and how it worked for one of my clients. And without using names, of course, I've never used a name. So they asked me about a relationship. And bottom line, after all this discussion about a relationship, I gave them an option, a choice. The choice that Spirit gave me for them is don't go there. Leave it alone. Let it go. Now, that has to resonate with you. If I tell you, if you call in or contact me, use my the messenger.info and reach me, and if you want Spirit to channel something for you, and they give you information, they're giving you a choice that has the best probability for your benefit. I like that. Well, you know what? Instead of doing all that, instead of talking about this, I'm going to let them talk to you. So I'm going to back away for a minute, a few minutes. I don't think they're going to talk very long because I have some articles and ask them to keep it short today. That's my spirit group, Adonis, and let them speak to you about the idea of choices. They brought it up, so I'll let them speak to you. So I'm going to go into the background, and next thing you hear will be my spirit group. It's obvious that you have choices. Some very simple, some very easy to make. Should I eat or not eat? Well, I'm hungry. I better eat, right? That's a simple choice. Should I get up and go to work today? Well, that generally that's a little more difficult choice, but generally I'm feeling okay, I'm feeling good, and I have responsibilities and I need the money, so I'm going to work today. That's pretty straightforward choice. Okay, should I leave my job? Now, that's a big choice. That's a bigger choice. That's a more difficult choice. So where do you look to make that choice? How do you determine whether you should do that? Well, we would give you two contrasting ideas there. One is you can make that choice based on fear. I'm afraid of leaping out there and getting a job. I'm afraid of getting something new. I don't have anything that's been offered me, so I better not leave my job. So fear drives the choice. I better stay here. But also, you can follow that love, on the other hand, said, you know, I love to do something new. I've been looking at some other possibilities, and I'm going to seek out and do that. I'm really feeling constrained to where I'm at now. And I really need to seek other opportunities. I have some money set aside. I need to do that. So love of something new can drive choices. Now, how can we help you? How can Spirit help you? We can give you what we feel is a better choice based on who you are, based on what you're looking at to do. Now, of course, you have the final say. You have the final choice. And we hope that you make the choice based on all factors. Leaning on your intuitiveness, your divine nature, leaning on what you receive from your own spirit teachers, from your ancestors, from your spirit guides, the advice you get from your own higher self, that's where you should be making choices. You can listen to outside influences. Outside influences, but it's really important to make choices based on your higher calling, your higher self. We can give you advice, and we love to give advice, and we love to assist you, and we can give you alternatives. Bottom line is you have to make the choice. And then a relationship, you have to make the choice. Now, sometimes choices are made for you. The other individual is not interested, well, the choice is made. Well, sometimes it's hard to accept that choice, but it's your choice. It's always your choice. You can let go of the situation and move on, or you can hang on to it. Okay? Your choice. So we're just speaking just briefly about choices, and we think it's really important to rely on that higher consciousness, that higher self when making choices. In peaceful meditation, listen and pay attention to the options and the choice that feels the best in that state of contemplation, meditation, prayer, whatever you do. Don't hesitate to follow through on those choices. It's a good time to make choices, isn't it? Life is expanding. Life is growing. Make choices that expand your soul, expand your knowledge, expand your experiences, expand those that you bring into your life. Make choices based on love. Make choices based on your benefit. Make choices based on positive vibrations of people around you. Make choices based on elevated thinking. Okay, we're going to leave you with that. So, like George, I know I had some things to talk about. So we'll leave you with the idea of choices, but you can always ask us for guidance on making choices. But the bottom line is always you and your higher self. Thank you. Bye. Okay, I'm back. It's interesting when I changed this format and went to a half hour and went to a little different way of doing it. But that's good. I like this. I like this format. I like this opportunity of branching out a little bit, letting my spirit guides talk to you every day. And if you want to hear from them, please call in. They'll give you opinions and ideas and guidance. This is about coaching more than anything. It really is about coaching. Okay? Okay. We got a few more minutes left. I'm going to jump out there and play a little bit. And you got to make choices. So you got the holiday season and you got time and you're going to sit around maybe watching television this weekend or the next few days. And I was reading an article on worldwide style. And this is TV shows from all over the world, mostly UK and the United States. The top 50, and I'm not going to go through all 50. I'll go through the top six show seasons of all time, according to critics. So if you're going to binge on a TV series or group of shows for a season, one season of them, this is the top six. The Office, the UK version, okay? Season one of The Office UK. So if you're binging on a series for a season, this is it. Number five, The Office UK season three. Interesting. The Office comes in really strong. So season one and season three, if you're going to binge on something this weekend, on the number six top seasons for TV series. Okay, number four, Breaking Bad season five. Ah, Walter, going crazy, huh? Season five of Breaking Bad is number four. Now, this is a show I've never watched much of, but it's the Larry Sanders Show. And this is number three, the Larry Sanders Show, season six. Kind of escapism. Yeah, escapism. Okay, number two, Murder One, season one. Now, I'm not familiar with Murder One. It might be a British show, but Murder One, season one. I have to look it on Netflix to see if I can find it. Murder One, Season 1. And the number one season series is the Larry Sanders Show, Season 4. So if you're going to binge this weekend, these are some ideas, some choices you can make. So binging on TV shows, look them up. I'm on Netflix. And let's see if one of these is on Netflix. For your information. Oops, where am I? Oh, wait a minute. I was looking at something. Oh, here we go. Back to where I was at. Okay, I'm playing a little bit, but let's see if it's on there. So if you're on that. Okay, so if you're gonna watch Murder One, it's on DVD only. Okay? So if you're interested in that show, it's DVD. You'd have to get the disc for it. Aha! I don't know. Maybe I'll get it another time. I know I'm going off the wagon a little bit. And also the Larry Sanders Show is only on disc. So much for that one. But you can find the disc if you want. You're so inclined. Or you can buy a season for that matter. Okay, so choices. There's some other choices I was going to get into. Okay, here's another one. This is kind of an interesting thing. You know, holiday season, we're out shopping a lot. We got a lot of things going on. I know we're off the spiritual subject, but I thought you got to make choices. And here's some ideas for making choices to protect yourself. And this is from the Today Show, that the five germiest things in public you shouldn't touch with bare hands. Touch screens at self-checkout. So if you go to the market or, you know, certain stores, you can check things out yourself. The number one is a surprising 50% of these touch screens, which may be found everywhere from grocery stores to pharmacies, find fecal bacteria. Oh, you know, like, oh, time for gloves. Or those, you know, the wipes, the little desensitizers. Okay, I'm not touching the screens with my fingers. So, number one, I'm getting all paranoid about doing this stuff, right? But it's good thoughts. This is about making choices, okay? First floor elevator button. Going to the first floor. Because I guess everybody eventually goes to the first floor, right? So, think about it. The first floor. And there's a lot of germs, a lot of viruses that are on those buttons. Yeah, good time to wear gloves, wear something, right? Okay, number three, pull down tray on airplane. So if you're on an airplane, you might want to ask for a wipe, or you might want to ask something to clean off the tray before you use it. Okay, choices, making good choices. Coffee pot handles in break rooms at offices. Again, wipe them down. Ooh, yeah. So that's, and I won't get into all the possible things that you could get off of it. Just know that a lot of germs are carried on these things. And so you might want to be cautious. If you don't like colds and flus, and making these choices is a good idea. Okay, next. Number one, restroom faucet handles. You never thought of that, did you? Right? Restroom faucet handles. Man, you'd be carrying around a ton of wipes, won't you, to avoid this stuff. Interesting. So I thought I'd throw that one at you a little bit. So if you're going to be making choices about that sort of thing and going out, oh, should I press this or not press this? Don't press it. So the choice is, carry something, a desensitizer, something to put on your hands or use while you're pushing certain buttons. And now you might look a little silly, but hey, it's better than getting the flu or some other kinds of germs or some kind of disease from doing this. Okay, moving right along here. Well, we got the movie thing done. We got the thing about the germs and making choices. Again, we're back to making choices. But let's get into more positive thing. Okay, and I have a really cool article. How to make better decisions or choices in your life. 6 helpful tips. Let's go there. Let's go into a positive thing, right? Be aware of what you want. Be aware. That's an interesting thought. Just know what you want before you make a choice. Just know what you want. Have a clear idea of what you want, your needs, your purposes. Even when you're asking the universe, when you're putting a thing out to the universe, I want this. Well, know what it is. So have a clear understanding. Let me read a little bit more about that one, and then we can do a little bit. Okay, we're going to get there. Oops, wrong one. I got all these articles open. The best way to make a decision is by knowing what your goals are. When you're more aware of what you want out of life, you may be able to make better choices. People who aren't self-reflective are going to end up making bad decisions because they don't really know what they want in the first place. And when I try to make a decision, I always think about where I want to be in a year. Will this affect my life in a negative way? Is this the direction I want to go? The question is, if the answer is against what I'm working towards, then I'll try to change my decision. Now, get back to the spiritual aspect of this when you're asking the universe, when you're asking your higher self, how do you think this is going to affect me in a year, 6 months from now? Okay? How is this going to affect me in the future? Is this something I really want to do that will benefit me? And again, as my spirit guide says, ask them, call me. call me or call any spirit teacher that you trust that can give you guidance from spirit teachers, spirit masters, guides that will help you look at your future. Will this benefit you? Will this bring you what you want if you make this choice? That's basically what they're saying here. Ask for advice, but make your own choice. Depending on the situation you're in, this one begin to be hard to follow on. Whether you're making a decision about your relationship, your job, or your general well-being, every decision you'll make includes one thing in common. No one else is living your life. No one can understand what your day-to-day life is like and what your gut's instincts are telling you. Okay, so if you're going to listen to other people, friends, families, fellow workers, that's fine. You can take advice. Again, if you're tapping into your higher self, the God self within you, it's easier to make those decisions. Now, you still have a choice. The next one goes into this also. And the next one is listen to your gut. Whether you believe it or not, you probably already know yourself better than you realize. But sometimes you ignore what your gut is telling you because you may not want to face the reality of the decision you have to make. And that's an interesting statement. You may not want to face the reality of the decision. Oh, I got to do what I know I want to do this, but I better not. So you kind of hesitate. So when you're confronted with difficulties, the decision is important to be clear-headed and objective in your decision-making process. When you're making a tough decision, write down everything that you're thinking and why you think you're feeling the way you do. Now, that's just like an internal dialogue. Again, I'm going to back to this whole thing that I'm talking about. When in this time, turn it over to Source. You got a problem. You got to make a decision. Source, God, has assistance will help you in any decision you want to make. Will give you options. Will give you ideas. One way or another, you'll get some choices and one that feels good to you. So, when you have problems, when you have to make a choice, a decision in life, turn it over. Let it go. Give it to Source. Give it to God. Okay? Number four on the list, which is kind of related to all this, and these are all interconnected at some level, make sure you're in the right frame of mind. It is easy to make poor decisions when you're in a bad mood. No kidding. Especially when you're hungry, sleepy, or stressed. I mean, you're trying to figure out what you want to eat for lunch while you're hungry. That doesn't make sense. You ever go to the market hungry? No, that's not always the best thing. What do you usually go for when you're at the market and you're hungry? Something that isn't necessarily healthy, right? So when it comes to life-changing decisions, make sure that you're feeling good. And again, get into a quiet state of meditation, in a prayerful mood, and then ask for guidance on making a decision. I'm turning this all around a little bit because I know that this is very a secular way of looking at it. But I believe the way to make choices and decisions in your life is relying on your higher self and turning decisions over to God, your higher self, Source. And then just back up a little bit and wait for the answers. And if it feels good, if the answer you're getting feels good, then do that. Learn to trust yourself is the fifth point on this. Okay? Don't be afraid to trust yourself, according to Psych Central's Cynthia Wall, psychotherapist. Okay? The person you need to trust first is yourself. No one can be consistently supportive of you as you can learn to be. So learn to trust you. Learn to trust your own decisions. That makes us to the next point. And the next point would be practice, practice, practice. The only way you're going to get better is by practicing making decisions. We could call that choices, right? Every single day. Practice turning it over. Practice letting it go. Practice letting your gut feeling. What should I eat today? I got to make a decision. What feels good? What feels the best for me to eat? And you can test yourself. Now, reading this, and I was thinking about this, and I probably will do a class on this because it's a great idea, is using a tool such as a pendulum, kinesthetic testing, you know, muscle testing, to make decisions. I use a pendulum in readings, and I make a pendulum in making choices. What is the best way to do it? What should I choose? You know, laying all the foods out in front of you, let the pendulum over the food, which is the best food, right? Would this be good for my body today? It's like, I'm going to have pasta, and I'm asking the pendulum. Oh, my pendulum says yes. Now, if it said no, it means I would probably look at something else to eat. Probably would be better for me today. So you can use these tools. And if you want instruction on how to use these tools, either kinesthetic using of these tools, or pendulum, and I call idiomotor response way of testing yourself, hey, contact me. These are fun. This is fun stuff. And it's really beneficial. It's a good way to learn how to tap in to your subconscious, to your higher consciousness, and making choices and decisions. And it's quick. It's easy. It's pretty straightforward. You can make these choices. So try it and contact me. We can go through the whole gamut and what works for you, what doesn't work for you, how to do it. And it's kind of fun. I should do another class on this. I'm making choices using, yeah, that sounds like a fun class. Okay, moving right along. I think we got them all. So it's practice, 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 practice every day of doing this. You get better at it if you make choices. You get better at it of using a tool like a pendulum or idiomotor response, which I can explain to you if you're interested, or muscle testing, which is very similar. Or there's other ways of doing it that are just testing your internal abilities, your higher self, to make choices and decisions. So make good choices. Make good choices tapping into something higher than your higher consciousness than yourself, if that makes sense at all. It should. Absolutely should. Okay, what are we doing next? How to stop being average from now on. This is 9 habits that make you go from good to great. Oh, I'll cut through these. Maybe we'll talk more about these tomorrow. But let me just go through these real quick and we can talk more about it. Okay? I post a lot of this stuff on Facebook. So if you're so inclined, you can read them on Facebook. Do self-reflection every day and analyze what makes you do well or do badly. Okay, so think about each day. What went well? What did I do well today and what didn't work for me today? Self-reflection on all of that, right? Read a minimum of 1 chapter of a book every day. That's an interesting idea. Raises your knowledge level. It also helps your vocabulary. It's just reading on every day, reading 1 chapter. Don't read a whole book necessarily. Reserve a half an hour for alone time. That would clear your mind and make you move on more quickly. Alone time doesn't necessarily mean sitting in front of a computer screen all day, does it? No. Alone time is quiet, meditative time. Okay, I'm running out of time. Let me do one more. We'll do more of these because how to move, making choices that will move you from being average to great, right? Have digital decluttering after every night after 10 p.m. or at least an hour before you go to bed. Turn off the phone. Turn off all of that. Your computer, just shut down and get ready for the night. Interesting. And as some people would say, focus on the day. Focus on tomorrow. Focus on your intentions for the next day as you go to sleep. What is your intention for the next day? We can talk more about that. Okay, it's been fun. I've had fun. This is fun for me. And I will be back tomorrow. We'll do something similar. I don't know if we'll talk about choices. We'll talk about being inspired. We'll let my spirit guides talk to you about whatever theme that they want to talk to you about. And have a beautiful day. Are you ready for Christmas? Well, I wish you a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and whatever you're celebrating. Winter solstice, we're into a new time of the year, rebirth. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful time. Bye.